This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So watching the continuing protests on campuses is really, really quite something. But of course, the whole point of the protests isn't really to just talk about Gaza, or is there something else happening within these protests? As we heard last hour, a comment by Mark Penn. You know, where there are no American flags, that people don't see these protests as being something that is designed to be righteous or any of these kinds of things. They're really, in so many words, anti-American protests. Those who are instigating all this, I think they know full well what it means to support Israel and the fact that America supports Israel. And it's all one big thing to them. They don't look at Israel differently, I think, than they look at America overall, because it's all oppressive. It's all occupiers. It's all this. It's all that. And that's what they are up to, folks. All right. Once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition is upon us, and we have much to talk about. And just want to get the phone number out there real quick. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Just as we did last hour, I want to start out with this very, very sad and tragic story coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. This from Fox News. Three officers from a U.S. Marshals task force were killed and five officers were wounded after a suspect opened fire after being served a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday afternoon. The shooting began when a U.S. Marshals task force attempted to serve a warrant for firearm possession by a convicted felon. During a Monday evening press briefing, authorities said the suspect officers were serving the warrant on was the only one who initially opened fire. That suspect, police said, was found dead. Police believe two shooters may have been involved. They said two persons of interest were taken to the police station for further investigation. One is a 17-year-old juvenile. The other is a woman. And again, here you had these officers, these marshals going out to serve a warrant, again, for a firearm possession by a convicted felon. And everything changed literally in 1 second. And so, again, as we talked about at the top of the first hour, just want to sort of reiterate those comments. And that is for people to go and do these jobs in our community. Very, very brave, have great and deep love for their community, for their city, for their country, for their society. They want to go and make it a better place for all of us to live. They are willing to endure the danger, to endure the sacrifice, and to endure even just the loneliness, I'm sure, in so many cases of doing this kind of job, that it absolutely just boggles my mind, the bravery that's involved, the sacrifice and the commitment that we see from our law enforcement officers. And so when they fall in the line of duty and they've given that last full measure to their friends, their families, their communities, their city, and by extension, their country, we want to take a moment and remember them. And of course, you know, say to the families, our deepest condolences, our thoughts and prayers, our hearts go out to you. This is the kind of thing, folks, that I'm sure every family member of every law enforcement officer has in the back of their mind every single day. But they went out, they did their job, they did it willingly, they did it again because they love their community and their families and their friends, and they demonstrated to us beyond any kind of doubt the range of their commitment and their love and what they were willing to do. So again, we remember them, and obviously the one suspect they believe initially opened fire was killed in this altercation. There may be one other person they're looking for, but again, this is a very, very sad, very tragic day. And again, we're just with you in Charlotte right now, and I just want to reiterate that. All right. Well, folks, once again, it is the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, this is some of the latest that we know about these university protests. Dozens of anti-Israeli protesters at Columbia University, this from Fox, in New York, took over a building on campus early Tuesday, barricading the entrances and unrolling a Palestinian flag out the window. Video footage showed protesters on Columbia's Manhattan campus locking arms in front of Hamilton Hall early Tuesday and carrying furniture and metal barricades to the building. Protest organizers made a post on an Instagram page shortly after midnight urging demonstrators to protect the encampment and join them at Hamilton Hall. And meanwhile, police declare an unlawful assembly at the University of Utah. Police declared an unlawful assembly on the University of Utah campus Monday night in response to anti-Israel demonstrations. Protesters were told to disperse or be subject to arrest. According to KTVX, students, facility, staff, and community members, you have the right to express your viewpoint, and we have heard you, the University of Utah said in a statement. You do not, however, have the right to set up structures or camp overnight. So, again, I mean, obviously there are rules, and obviously they are just not adhering to them or just shunning them. But part of the scary stuff, and when we come back from this break, there was another demonstration, I believe, in Canada, where the things that were said there are so terrifying and so revealing that you don't want to miss them, folks. Because this will also, again, continue to paint the picture of exactly what we are up against with this kind of thought and these kinds of deeds. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is, why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah, nothing could be plainer, I think, in relation to the statements of the nature of the moon by Sheila Jackson Lee. I think that goes together pretty well, doesn't it? The moon is made of gases. And then Biden says, we choose truth over facts. Well, that's right. It is such a study, my friends, in political science, in, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe alt-political science. I don't know. But certainly a study in what the left really wants to be able to do. When Biden said that, and he'd said it as a gaffe, there's no doubt about that. Who says that? We choose truth over facts. Okay. You know, because inadvertently, by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here in the program this morning. We're continuing. Inadvertently, Joe Biden said the truth. Okay. He said that, and he showed where the manipulation comes in. It's much more important to have the, quote, party line than it is to look at the facts and then make a determination. In fact, when I was in school, right, and I will use a Star Wars phrase here. I don't know why. It just popped in my head. But when I was in school, before the dark times, before the Empire. Right. So it was long ago. I'm telling you, it's not that long ago. My goodness. But at any rate, we learned about this thing called the scientific method. Right. And that's where you have to make, you know, in a nutshell, right? You make a hypothesis and then you go out and you make observations and see if you can prove this hypothesis, or does it stand up or does it fall apart? And then you'll know if your hypothesis is true or false, and then you can move on. But of course, you have to look at the facts, right? You have to look at the facts. And the facts, and okay, how about this? How about Joe Friday's the name, right? Just the facts, man. Because that's what they did on Dragnet, right? And they would look at the facts and they'd figure it out, right? And so this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. But when you have a political agenda, when you have a political sort of thing that's ruling over you, well, the politics determines the truth. Right? The politics determines the truth. And if you're the one person that stands up and said, no, that's not true. In fact, if we observe the facts, we can determine that your political agenda truth, quote unquote, is simply not true. For example, right? For example, there's nothing wrong with the border. The border is closed. You know, there's not a problem at the border. I don't know why you're all up in arms about the border. But then you can see people just coming across the border, just pouring across the border. You know, those are the facts. But the truth is supposed to be that you just don't, you don't use that. And all you do is you go along with the party line. And if you do that, guess what? Doors open, right? You could go far. I mean, you could become... I'm gonna say it. You could become Vice President of the United States. All right. I tell you what. We got the phone lines lighting up here. We've got Aaron listening to us in Denver on 710 KNUS. We had Aaron. Hopefully, Aaron will call right back. A little technical glitch there. But at any rate, folks, yeah, hopefully Aaron will call right back. That happens sometimes. It gets disconnected. But I'll tell you this again. Yeah, you can go far if you just have the truth, right? If you just have the truth that is political, you can be anything you want to be, as the party will let you. All right, I do think we have Aaron back with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, Professor Podzi, who had cut it clicked off for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay. I'm just glad we got you back.
Well, who knows? It's probably the deep state. Listening to our conversation without a search warrant. Oh, darn it. But anyway, talking about the morons protesting, luckily 99.99% of the population doesn't support this nonsense going on these college campuses. All they're doing is drinking the Kool-Aid. These knuckleheads, they're so brainwashed, Professor Politics, that they'll drink the Kool-Aid. And you don't even have to put sugar in the Kool-Aid. And believe me, I've drunk Kool-Aid without the sugar, and it is nasty.
I've never done that, but that's, I can imagine.
Yeah, I drunk the Kool-Aid without sugar. And I tell you, you got to have the sugar in it before you drink the Kool-Aid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people would kill to get the education that these educated morons and these college kids are getting. They would kill to have an opportunity to get education. You got education in America, but you're still a moron. It's so sad, Professor Politics.
It truly is. I like the way you said that. You get an education, but you still can be a moron. Because, again, they're going down this road where the truth is what the party line sort of tells you that it is. And there really is a programming going on out there. People can't. And if they do think for themselves, then they get ostracized because they're not following the party line.
Well, you know, the thing is, the party line is a pile of ass. And the thing, Professor, did Bernie Sanders, the 83-year-old going on, 84-year-old fool, did he vote for that $95 million package, Professor Paul? Did he vote for that?
I believe he probably did. I can look it up, but I'm sure he'd be on top of that, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if he voted for that. because, of course, we know $61 billion went to Ukraine and the rest went to Taiwan. And this is an 84-year-old fool who's going to be an 84-year-old fool. Should have been term limit. Should have been at office years ago. And moaning and groaning, got this get off my damn lawn attitude. Yeah, we got to go after the billion. Go after the billion. It's a billionaire's fault. It's a billionaire's fault. It's kind of like these students protest. It's the Jews' fault. It's the Jews' fault. The Jews have nothing to do with that. The billion. You want to go after billionaires and you can't balance a budget? You old fool. Can't balance a budget and you want to go after billionaires in America? You got to just like these morons in these college campuses want to go after the Jews. Go after the Jews. Jews have nothing to do with it. Period. Stupid. It's just dumb, Professor Politics. What do you think?
No, I think you're right on track, Aaron. I really do. Only because, yeah, they go after billionaires, but they're really going after success. They're creating class envy.
That's right.
Yeah, to say, look, billionaires are bad, and we're going to make them pay. You know, and but what they really want to do is they want to get everybody under the same umbrella, so they can manipulate things the way they want it to be.
Yeah, I guess so, Professor Politics. Because the thing is, though, you know what these students, what these educated morons are doing in this cabinet up there, supporting nothing but pure evil, and that's what it is, pure tyranny, and it is just so sad. But luckily, 99.99% of Americans can see through this load of ass that's going on in these college campuses, and as a result, I'm not really concerned. I don't even look at the news. Mm-hmm. I don't look at nothing because it's nothing but a big pile of ass, Professor Politics. But anyway, as always, Professor Politics, it's always been a pleasure. And adios.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron in Denver, Colorado. Everybody listening on 710 KNUS, we appreciate Aaron so very, very much. And yeah, I think that's hitting it right on the head. Absolutely. It is exactly how Aaron described it. I'll leave it at that. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to head out to the break here in just a moment. And when we come back, yes, I will tell you about what some of these pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protesters were saying in Vancouver, Canada, on Friday. Can you imagine when they are actually saying things like, you know, we're happy, you know, or actually, how about this? This is the exact quote. Long live October 7th. That's what the crowd is chanting. And you know what that means? It is something that is so abominable that it's hard to wrap our minds around such a thing. But again, when the truth is absolutely morphed into something that people are just going to accept, even though any kind of investigation would show that it's false, that's when we have a real, real problem. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, USA News Update. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
The tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes on Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan anticipated to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. And a proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, one of the things that is hallmark, not only of this program, but of the, you know, conservative mindset, the conservative ideas, the conservative vision, the viewpoint, is that, yeah, the future is going to be better than the past, right? We truly have to believe that. We have to bring that into, we have to bring that to fruition. We can't give up. We can't simply say, well, you know, it's kind of a write-off. You know, the Democrats are going to do this, that, and the other thing. It's not going to matter. And it does matter. It really, really does. That's one of the reasons we have a program like this. It's one of the reasons why we talk about the things we talk about. It's one of the reasons why we are constantly trying to drive forward and to make sure that the, you know, well, here's the technical term, the cockamamie ideas of the far left, you know, that we talk about those and we challenge those. And a lot of times it's kind of like, again, we heard this quote earlier from Mark Penn, swing voters want to see, for example, they want to see leadership on the world stage. And they know that they're not seeing leadership on the world stage. Yes, you have someone in a leadership position, right? but they're not demonstrating leadership. And this is another one of the reasons I think why the media and the left and the politicians and so forth, they went against Trump so hard, because they saw that this was a person who could walk in and lead and make a decision. They just didn't like the way that he talked, and didn't like some of the references and so forth. But in the end, at the end of the day, you have somebody who actually can make a decision and go forward, and also has one of the most important elements that any leader could have, right? From, you know, go back to ancient times and all through the, and just, you know, just pick any leader that's consequential. And I think you'll find that they don't care if somebody likes them or not, right? You'll find that they don't care if someone's going to harshly criticize them or not. Now, obviously, we harshly criticize different leaders, and certainly we harshly criticize the Tehran leadership, for example, and so forth. And, you know, so there is a space for doing stuff like that. But what I mean to say is that someone might say, you know, President Reagan, you just don't know what you're doing. You're just reactionary and so on and so forth. And you know, you're not a good president. Well, if you're somebody like Ronald Reagan, you'd say to yourself, well, that's your opinion. You know, it'd move forward. I'm going to do SDI. I don't care what you guys say, you know, the critics. There's something to be said for that. And Trump has that ability to do that. In fact, he's got to sit there now in the courtroom and hear the most egregious things, and on it goes. But yet he keeps coming back every day. I mean, the Energizer Bunny is, that's almost very descriptive. Or a Timex watch or something like that. Or the Terminator. Yeah, there you go. You know, that's just how it goes. All right. So as I was telling you, this from Real Clear Politics, as a matter of fact. Vancouver Gaza protest cheers. We stand with the Palestinian resistance, and their heroic, brave action on October 7th. Pro-Palestinian protesters in Vancouver, Canada, on Friday cheered the October 7th attack on Israel during a speech by Charlotte Cates, the international coordinator for the Samandoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network. We stand with the Palestinian resistance and their heroic, brave action on October 7th, Cates said in her speech on the steps of the Vancouver Art Gallery on Friday. Cates previously spoke at Columbia University on March 24th and has allegedly been banned from Germany for celebrating the October 7th attacks. Charlotte Cates said, "We demand a free Palestine from the river to the sea, and we stand with the Palestinian resistance and the heroic, brave action on October 7th. And we say, long live October 7th. And we say today, long live October 7th. And the crowd chants back, long live October 7th. There was a video of this that was evidently posted. It was evidently taken down, it seems. It was posted to Instagram, but not available at this point. But we do have this transcript. So Cates goes on to say, they wanted to make Justin Trudeau denounce that statement. Every one of these Canadian politicians who could not find one word to denounce the slaughter of 40,000 Palestinians in Gaza, who could not find one word to denounce the mass graves of Palestinian doctors and patients and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and beloved ones. They could not find one word. She goes on to say, again, the heroic resistance of the Palestinian people, which did not begin on October 7th, which has continued for over 75 years, which has continued for over 120 years, which has never stopped fighting for the liberation of Palestine. She goes on to say, we must make it clear also that it's long time past to delist Palestinian and Lebanese resistance organizations. Now, she says that we understand that to be terrorist organizations, but she calls it a resistance organization, from Canada's so-called list of terrorist entities. Hamas is, and this is where it gets really strange and scary. Hamas is not a terrorist organization, she says. Islamic Jihad is not a terrorist organization, she says. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is not a terrorist organization, she says. And Hezbollah is not a terrorist organization. She says, these are resistance fighters. These are heroes. These are those who are sacrificing so we can live and speak and struggle and fight. These are the people whose blood is being shed to defend humanity and the world. Grandiose much? I just would wonder. I mean, you know, I've known a couple of people with delusions of grandeur, but this takes the cake, right? They are not terrorists. They are resistance fighters. They are freedom fighters. They are blah, 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 heroes for a new world. And it shuts down the supply lines of genocide. Yemen is leading the way. I mean, I don't know. I'm telling you, I know it's very serious. I'm not laughing to be silly, but I'm laughing because, you know, this is just some script, I think, that's being said by somebody who, and maybe they really believe this, okay? Maybe they really believe this. But at the same time, there is an ilk out there that simply does this kind of stuff because it's their cottage industry. So they can go around and they can give these kinds of rallies, or they can talk and they can get interviewed by somebody, and they'll be, brought in as some kind of resistance dignitary or something. And they just make a cottage industry out of it. They this is what they do. And when you think about how did this war start? It's abominable. And then you're going to praise it and you're going to say long live October 7th. My goodness, do you agree with what the Hamas terrorists did? And that answer would probably come back as yes. Because remember, you know, this is all about stopping the occupiers. So you could just do anything you want. Everything's on the table. And by the way, earlier in this article, it said Cates had previously spoken at Columbia University on March 24th and has allegedly been banned from Germany for celebrating the October 7th attacks. That is part and parcel because we had a story yesterday on the program about those rallying in Germany. They're calling for a caliphate and so on and so forth. But even so, the German people of today, and I remember way back in the dark times before the dark times before the empire, that when I was in school, and I remember, studying and learning about Germany post-war, so forth, and a lot of the new generation in Germany had what they called new German thinking. They wanted to distance themselves, obviously, from the horrors of the Holocaust. And so I think even today, especially in Germany, if you're out there saying, you know, it's all the Jews' fault and we want to get the Jews and things like that, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't ban you from Germany. These kinds of horrific things we thought were put to rest years ago. But unfortunately, they keep coming back, don't they? But you know what we do? We stand up against it again. And we demonstrate how twisted and evil it truly, truly is. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. So don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fun here on the program too. Yes, we talk about things that could probably end civilization as we know it, but you know, we're a long way from that. We're not going to even let that happen. And this is one of those things too, you know, as we've talked about on the program yesterday on the program, we had this notion of what about this caliphate? You know, they're calling for a caliphate, you know, in Germany. This is one of the signs that people were carrying. And, you know, I understand, you know, that some really believe that they could make that happen. And if they're, you know, from the terrorist ilk and so forth, but I'm telling you, you know, push comes to shove. I don't think we're going to see that happen in this country. It's just too much, but I'm not saying that to sort of rest and say, oh, well, don't worry about it. You know, because obviously radicalizing people is a very, very serious business. Very serious problem, and it's a chronic issue. See, I understand that too. You know, I know Israel says they want to eradicate Hamas, and I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. Especially, you'll see them going to Rafah here soon. But eradicating something is a very tall order. But you can create such a state of affairs that it's virtually impossible for Hamas to do anything for a very, very long time, if ever again. but eradicating it may be a much different different thing. So it's kind of like a chronic issue. And I don't want to put it in these terms because I think it belittles it too much, but it's the idea of you have to manage it as best you can. But that the only way you can do that, obviously, is through intel and, unfortunately, through having, much more security. And until such day as, the terrorists have some kind of change of heart. I don't bank on that happening anytime soon, obviously, but we are always going to have some terrorist ilk, most unfortunately, most unfortunately. All right, well, folks, let's take another quick look at our national weather, as we do in the hours number one and two in these segments each morning. This from the National Weather Service. Severe weather threat returns to the northern and central plains on Tuesday, followed by severe weather and heavy rain slash flash flooding threats farther down to the central plains on Wednesday. More high elevation snows expected across the Pacific Northwest and into the northern and central Rockies for the next couple of days. Warmer than average temperatures across the southern tier states to the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, but cold and windy across the Northwest. So definitely we want you to pay attention to all that. And especially always stick close to your local weather as well, especially if you're getting into any kind of severe weather issues or anything like that that could become, that could start gathering, basically. But at any rate, folks, we hope that you've got some great plans for this wonderful Tuesday. And it is Times 2 Tuesday here on the program as far as our morning songs go. Keep us going, kind of give us a little bit of a bump here and there. And earlier last hour, we had Phil Collins' song, very successful, called Sussudio. Well, on Times 2 Tuesday, we love to play another song by the same artist, maybe a song that you may not be quite as familiar with, but it's kind of cool because when you hear it, you go, okay, yeah, that is that artist. And this is a very, very cool song, one of my favorite Phil Collins songs. It's an album cut. It's off of an album called Dance Into the Light, and it's also the title track, Phil Collins, Dance Into the Light. Song called Dance Into the Light. You have a one voice. with an incredibly cool drum track, incredibly cool horns, and overall, kind of a cool uplifting song. So I thought it would be perfect for Times 2 Tuesday. Well, you know what else is perfect for Times 2 Tuesday? And that's going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've got a lot happening. There's just no doubt about it. I don't know if you heard about what was going on in Vancouver, where they were chanting Long Live October 7th, stuff like that. But we've got a lot happening on these campuses as well. Columbia says they're going to start issuing suspensions. But what we see happening even overnight is quite concerning still.
Yeah, they took over a building. They went in through the windows, which means I guess they broke some windows. They went into the building and happened to be where the dean's office is. And so they were supposed to vacate by 2 p.m. Obviously, that didn't work at all. So this tells you that Columbia, the president of Columbia, absolutely needs to go. There's no question about it. But I will say this, too. Clearing these campuses, you know, hat tip for University of Florida, University of Georgia, University of Texas, and so forth. But you haven't eliminated the problem. You know, you have these professional protesters now. And they're part of a racketeering situation, but you've got a Palestinian cabal that's happening here, and you haven't eliminated the problem. You're going to move it, but it's still there. So, the work is hardly finished,
yes,
even if you clear a campus.
Well, what concerns me, too, is that at some point, if some of these handlers, as it were, once they say, OK, you know, the time for, you know, breaking windows on college campuses is over, we got to do some real damage. You know, it seems like that could be in the offing. That's very, very concerning.
Well, it's real important to understand where all this money is coming from in the high coordination of it all, because under Title VI, which is the Civil Rights Act, not only are the Jews having their rights violated, but even the Christians are too, because they're just as much in fear. Well, I shouldn't say just as much, but they have some portion of fear. And the fact that, you know, their classes have been canceled, that's really for everybody. Some campuses have closed. Some graduations are done. So this is, you know, these people paid big money to go to these schools. Even if they're there on a scholarship, they still have to, you know, that doesn't pick up 100%.
That's right.
So I would start, you know, listing, you know, every organization that's involved in this thing, and I'd be suing them for violation of civil rights.
Hear, hear. Well said, Denise. Stay right there, because we're coming up to the top of the hour, folks. Coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.